men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
This morning, we're going to be having feedbacks. The focus of the interaction this morning is having a growing and healthy same-sex relationship. Is that okay? Now tell your neighbor, same-sex relationship. You are not hearing me what I said. Same-sex relationship. We are not talking about gay. We are not talking about lesbian. We are talking about how, as believers, we can sustain same-sex relationship. You know, we had a lot of things we said, and we're going to be recapping a number of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are we ready? So now, let me give you an introduction. Now, this is what it means. Everybody raise your head. How can I have a male-male healthy relationship? I've had some ladies say, and I quote, I know they make friends with ladies, oh. They gossip too much. Me, now guys, I like pass. If I say, may you raise your hand, now you know, great, raise your hand. But I don't say you there. So, why do we shy away from male-male relationships and female-female relationships? Now, that's the discussion. The table is set. So should I get some representatives? Okay, let me get two representatives from the females and then two representatives from the male. I think we are short of chairs. Are there chairs? Okay, good. So I will get them now. Don't worry. We get away with it. We know how we do. Amen. Are we ready?
Yes,
same sex relationship. Number one, what are the challenges? What are the challenges? Why do we find it more comfortable relating with the opposite sex more than same sex? Either male, female, or female, male, however the case may be. What are the issues? Let's pick up the issues. Can I get my board and my marker quickly? Do that quickly. So who is going to be opening the floor? I know those that were with me in my camp that day. So let me start with the females. So who's going to be opening the floor? You volunteer or I volunteer you. Any which one we go. So why do females struggle to relate with fellow females? Why do females struggle to relate with fellow females? Who is helping us? What are we starting with? Okay. The Spirit of God is upon me because He has enabled me to pick. So help me make welcome Pastor Fisayo Caleb David. She will start with me. Okay. The court is open. You can come this way because of
praise the
reflection.
The Lord.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, come.
Uh-huh. All right, so during the course of the discussion on Tuesday, we pointed out some challenges that we have as females relating with our fellow female. And one of the things we mentioned was nature, people's makeup. Some persons that naturally they don't even relate, or naturally they don't know how to communicate or interact with other people, be it male or female. And another thing we also pointed out was past experiences. We mentioned that on Tuesday, past experiences. Some persons have had like some bad experiences relating with other females, so that has restricted
what
them.
What are these experiences? Let's be direct.
Okay, it could be their upbringing, their family background, and also offense. Maybe they've had a clash with someone before and it really affected them. So, and also they have trust issues. Probably they feel insecure. They feel that whatever they discuss with the other lady, she can go ahead to spread it across. So what other thing? Okay, so another thing is gossip too. Gossip.
You have tried. Put your hands together for her.
Thank you.
Please put your hands together for her. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to be welcoming another female, this time a married female. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's make welcome Mrs. Friday as she come and help us to add. Another married. Uh-huh. So from there, we'll pick a single. Glory to God. So past what? Let's put our hands together for her as she comes forward. And then... okay, tell us one, ma. Do you have some you want to remind us of?
Yes, envy.
Okay, envy.
Yes. Jealous.
Jealousy. Which other one? One more. Any one more?
Biting.
Okay, backbiting.
Nagging.
Let's put hands together for her. Hallelujah. Celebrate her. Women, now carry all this one like this. Eh? I not talk. Now talk. Shebi una there where they talk. So, who wants to add to what is here? Why do females struggle to maintain relationship among themselves? From a female, do I have somebody? Huh? Okay, please let's make welcome Minister Evziba. Hallelujah.
I'll let's add to.
Two, okay, good. They increase them. Is he on that bad character or I should put? Okay, talk. I will get the heading. Don't worry.
Comparison of status.
Eh?
Comparison of status.
Status. Class and status. Okay. Status. And class. Incompatibility. You know, I like English. Amen. Do we have English today here? I want to modify it so that you will understand it. I know you will understand it. So, status and class incompatibility. Clap for me now. Clap well, oh. But just I don't know how to spell it. Incompatibility. I don't know there, Abby. You know, so I'm not doing English for school. But it's okay. Any other one?
Temperament.
It should be under nature too. Let's put hands together for her. Self-esteem. Esteem issues. Okay, we'll come back to that. Let's put hands together for them. Hallelujah. Put hands together for them. Let's go to male. Why do males don't so much relate with themselves? Why? So we are the brothers, the men in the house. So are we starting with? Okay, let's start with, since we started the female own with a pastor, let's start the male own with a pastor. So please help me make welcome Pastor Victor Osazi to help us.
Praise the Lord. Last week Tuesday, we had the all-male forum. And some of the issues we discussed about were some reasons why male-male relationship is not very stable. I think we talked about the man ego. Does a man ego sometimes
male ego?
That sense of,
can you break it down, sir?
Yes, sir. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
No, that sense of I cannot work under anybody. I'm a boss of my own. I'm self-sustained. You know, together with the ego, we talked about the build-up of a man. That God created the man to take responsibility. The man was given the assignment. The man also was given the responsibility to help, to lead. So that leadership consciousness, that sense of independence, that, you know, when you are relating with a guy or with a male, you will not want to still, everything is connecting, you will not want to submit because you think that you can always take responsibility of your actions, you can always stand on your own, you can always do things your way, and so on and so forth. And also sense of financial demand, you know, the male man have the responsibility to meet so many financial needs. So you are always busy. If you are not connecting with a man in maybe on the platform of business, on the platform of maybe job, you might not really find another place of connection. So that financial demand also contributes to some of the reasons.
Let's put our hands together for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Who wants to add? Where is Caleb? Where is Mr. Caleb? Where is he? So let's put our hands together for him. That day was us talking. Come and represent us. Come and talk. Hallelujah. Please celebrate God for Minister Caleb. Hallelujah. Give him the mic. Okay. So why? Please, are you following? We are examining the challenges with same gender relationship. Now, very shortly, we'll go into how do we manage some of these challenges. But it's important that we extray these challenges. So let's welcome Minister Caleb as he helps us. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. All right. So in line with what Pastor Victor has said before, I would just like to add that men are territory conscious. So they...
English. Slow down, sir. Men are territory conscious. Please break it down, sir.
It means that they want to be in charge of their space.
Okay.
Yeah.
In charge of their space. So how does it relate with him having, let's say, two of us now, we are in male-male relationship. How does this territorial consciousness affects?
Okay.
Can you make it more practical?
Yes, sir. So, for instance, we are working in the same organization, probably in the same office. I want to feel like I'm a man. Let's say both of us are married. I want to feel like in my house, I know I control things. So now that I'm here, you cannot talk to me anyhow, despite that is a man too, because we feel that we feel that we are supposed, or the sense of being in charge of territory is what we carry along to every other place.
Everywhere we get to. We always want to dominate
yes,
everyone
sir.
We come in contact with.
Yes,
wow. Is that relative enough? Let's put hands together for him. Hallelujah. Anybody that wants to add? Okay, let's make welcome Minister Victor Koro. Hallelujah.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I want to say this, like one of the observations that I've seen is I call it ulterior motive.
Ulterior motive.
Yeah. There was this this experience I realized when I was in the university, is that they say friends with benefits. So you realize that most males at times they don't want to make friends, particularly a lasting and a benefiting relationship with their male
counterparts,
because they realize they have ulterior motive, particularly number one, to satisfy their sexual desires. I've seen I saw cases like that, whereby, you know, by the time they begin to have access to the lady, and gradually, and at times it may start neutral, but before you know it, because the brother himself is weak in terms of his self-control, so he begins to take control of that lady, and it just goes on.
So the satisfaction they get from the female makes it more, make them more comfortable there.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Good, then, good. Then ulterior motives.
Then another one I want to say is they want to, at times they want to prey on, I'm sorry, like at times they want to take advantage of the female weakness. Particularly, we know, like, you know, ladies can be sympathetic and empathetic. A lady can be very generous and can be very understanding. So you realize that most male, they want to have relationship with the female, you know, sex or female gender, because they realize that they have benefits they are going to obtain from those females. So because of those benefits, they want to ensure that they keep relationship with such folks around them. Thank you, sir.
Let's put hands together for every one of them. Let's celebrate God for everyone that have spoken so far. Glory to God. Do we have anybody, just one more to add before I say some of the things we talked about? So while we wait, now, I was there when the males were talking. And one of the things we said, and it relates to both genders, I think the starting point of the challenges is the makeup. Like Miles Monroe will always say, this purpose determines challenges. The kind of task a particular thing is to carry out will determine the challenges it will face. So let's look at it from the females. There is a way God designed the females. Excuse me. There is a way the females are what? Designed. No, let's check the design. Now, the female design. Now, basically, the female was designed to be a support, to be an object of submission, and then to be flexible. Now, the male was designed to be in charge. Now, two, to lead and take responsibility, and then three, they are more rigid and stable. True or false? True. So now this is the design. I mean, if you're going to trace the challenges we are having in our relationships with male, you will see these challenges. And now let me start from the male, because I'm a male. Now, the male was designed to be what? In charge. Now, this is how it pans out. Like he said, when two guys are close, except one chooses to be humble and play the fool, the relationship will not last. Am I correct? Now, because by design, the man wants to be in charge. He wants to be in charge. He doesn't like you telling him what to do. So let's take, for example, two of us are in a relationship. If he doesn't allow me to be the one in charge, the relationship will not last. If he insists that he wants to be in charge, I want to be in charge, we'll separate. The reason why a Barnabas and Apostle Paul could not continue, that was the reason. The two of them were sent on an assignment. One, Paul, said, okay, let's go to so-so-so place. Barnabas said, no, I'm going to so-so-so place. And they had arguments. So Paul just said, okay, instead of us having argument, may everybody day they are lame. That's why most men like being on their own. Apart from Paul and Barnabas, we could see the same challenge with Abraham and Lot. Are we together? Abraham and Lot. Now, don't forget that it was Abraham that God blessed. God told Abraham that everyone associated with you will be blessed. So, Lot was among those that went with Abraham. So fortunately, the blessing of God upon Abraham began to what? Show up in the life of Lot. And scripture said, the headsmen of Abraham and the headsmen of Lot began to what? Have conflict. And then Abraham called Lot and said, see, we are brethren. We can't be having conflict. Let's separate. So men, it's as if they do better when they are independent. Are we understanding what we are saying? Now, that's their design. So by that design, you realize that they want to be in charge. Two, they always like to lead. If you check very well, even when it comes to religion, you realize that in every religion, there's always more women than men following. There's always more women than what? Than men following. Why? The man always wants to take the lead. It is not always easy for a man to allow another man to lead him. Except that man is higher than him in status. Like where I work in the polytechnic, that's one of the challenges we do have sometimes. Sometimes if you give someone to tell something, they will like, who are you even? Men pride in their ego. Do we understand that? So if two males are going to have very healthy relationship, let me tell you the literal truth. If we can make it very literal, one has to start playing the role of woman. I'm sincere. One has to be woman-like. The men understand what I'm saying. One just have to be woman-like, because if you won't be man, see, nothing you tell me when I go do. Like he said, every man is designed by God to take responsibility in a place. So that sense of responsibility is already imbibed in us. So you see, a man is a leader in his family. He takes care, leads his family. And then he comes to the place of work. He expects that the same way he leads and talks to his wife, that's how he should talk to everybody in the office. So the moment you don't listen to him, he gets upset, and that's part of the man. Then number three, the man is more what? Rigid and stable. Now let's come to the female. Now, the female, by the design of God, is to be a support. Meaning that by design, woman now talk and follow. You didn't hear what I just said? Write it down. You don't want to write it down, Abby. It's not a good one, Abby. No, by design, woman is talk and follow. You can change a woman's mind by talking to her. Her mind will just change. Because she's a support. Our design by God is to follow. That's the way they are designed. So when they see what to follow, oh yeah, let's go there. Amen. You know that song that one of those singers of blessed memory used to sing? Let me not sing the song, but it talks about something no go go. Unless it talks something like that. Amen. Uh-huh. If you no say go, you no go. You say go, you go go. You go just the go. Uh-huh. I didn't say anything. Don't put word in my mouth. So now that's how the woman is designed. That was why the serpent did not go to Adam. I mean, the deceiver did not go to Adam. Who did he went to? Eve. He talked to Eve. If you know, words as a way of plating a woman's dada. Allow me use that word. It has a way of making a woman's brain to turn. As the serpent began to talk, he said, when you eat this fruit, you will be like God. Ah, the woman was lost in thoughts. Who? She ate it. So that tendency to always submit is a strength. Now, these are strengths. God never designed them to be weakness. Now, all of these became perverted. That's why we are having these challenges. Now listen, the woman naturally is a talk receiver. Her antenna is tuned to always be talked to. So it is that instinct to be talked to. The man is not a talker. Males are not really what? Talkers. They will just give you direction, tell you what you should do, and then make sure appeal to your sense of emotions and all those things. So now, when they now come to relate with themselves as females, the number one problem a female to female relationship we have, if either of them have not been dealt with by either good upbringing or spiritual growth, is gossip. Is what? Is gossip. Let's do a vote. All the females, I'm representing you now. True or false? True. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. This thing I've said, that the number one challenge you will have when relating with a fellow female, is gossip. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Or you've not related with a female before. Is gossip. Now raise your hand. Now drop your hand. Male. The number one challenge you will have relating male to me is ego. Raise your hand. Ego. Uh-huh. We have identified the problems, isn't it? Now let's solve them. Let's solve the problems. So, solution. So now, how do we solve the problem? The same way. Now, the same way. The first way is we must embrace our unique design as females. It's not a curse. We must embrace our unique designs as what? As who? Now, what is this design? This is it. This is it. We must embrace it. It's not a curse. You see, if you try to reject who God has made you to be, you will live in low self-esteem. There is nothing wrong in a woman being submissive. Is that okay? There is nothing wrong in a man being in charge, but you must put it under control. For example, there is nothing wrong with a woman being a talk receiver. Women like story. That's what I just said. I said it in English, so I've said it in a way you understand. There is nothing wrong in a woman liking story. There's nothing wrong with it. It's part of our makeup. Because a woman is designed to be a companion to his husband, to his male, to his partner. That's why the woman was created. So the woman like talk. Women like talk by their design. Is that okay? So they must embrace their unique design. And then two, intentionally administer these designs. Now let me tell you this. The same. Intentionally what? Administer. I think that's one of the things we talked about. Let me explain it. Now, how can the woman administrate a design? First, she's a support system. It means, females, listen. If you want to make the best out of your female-female relationship, intentionally administer your uniqueness. Number one, be a sound listener. Because the woman is a talk receiver. Women like news. Man feel know something, he go just quiet. Sure, you know, say news not the shock man the way they shock woman. Hello, am I communicating? The way news they shock man. Let's take for example, while coming from work, I saw that a man was beating the wife, and then I just passed. I just said, you know, the man, like we said, the man is work conscious. I didn't think of her to pay Dominion school fee and carry school fee on Monday. I see person where husband and wife fight. I pass. I'll call Richards. I'll call my wife. Honey, wait till you see. Wait till I see today. Matter day. Kai. See how Prekreku they fight the husband. See the beating. So you now know how the woman will do it if not the woman's here. I go there front of my laptop. I mean, as she's coming like this, now me she they look for. Ha! Babe, guess what? You see what I say as they come. She tell me say I send her money in the morning. No. You see that fight, now the first matter. That fight. You say, ha! See, babe, we need to serve this thing where it's hot. Is better served hot. Praise God. So now that challenge, they transfer it to their female-female relationship. That's why when a female is a gossip, any female that you see that is high on gossip, she has a gossip partner. Is that gossip partner that is fueling it? If a woman does not have a gossip partner, she'll be very quiet. And she'll be a very good listener. No, it's the truth. So now, since it's a unique design, how, as a woman, do you administrate it? Rule number one, don't talk about people. Talk about issues, life, and important things. That's where you were created to talk about. For example, in your female-female relationship, and that leads us to listen well, don't talk about people. Don't talk about people. I mean, if we have females that are here that are very low on gossip, check. They have that man-mindedness in them. Like what an author said, and I would like you to read that book. Think like a man, act like a lady. As a woman, you can have very good female-to-female relationship that will better your life. In fact, the best versions of relationships are same-sex. There are males. Bible says there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Are you with me? Now look at the partnership that existed between King David and Jonathan. How many of you know that it was Jonathan that saved David from dying? How many of you know? But for that relationship to be along both lines, we must conquer selfishness and ulterior motives. I mean, get into a relationship, along both lines, get into relationship with intentionally what? Benefiting the other party. See, as a woman, you are a very, very strong support system. Is that okay? Start by supporting a fellow sister. That's where you will rehearse and practicalize your support system. You see, the self in us makes us look at what we will get in relationship. Like what someone said, ego. We talked about ego. Now, it means that don't talk about people intentionally, go into a relationship with the mindset of intentionally benefiting the other. I want to write something down. It cuts across too. The third thing I want to write. Learn humility. And that's where I'm going to be rounding up. For the male, let's talk about the male. Humility means I know my limit. Are you following me? And in both male and female relationship, if we don't develop this humility, we will not have good relationships. Is that okay? Stand up, sir. Look up, everybody. Now, as the two of them are, by the way God designed him, there is something that he's very good at. Are you following me? How can you have good same gender relationship? I'm giving you a simple but effective principle. That's the principle that have helped me, and I believe it will help you. Now see this. As he is, there is something he is good at. The challenge we have in life is that we measure people with the same parameters. Let me make it more simpler. We they use the same thing till they measure two people. I've taught it severally that in life, never use comparison when dealing with humans. Write it down. Never use comparison when dealing with humans. Do you know why? No two humans are the same. Is that okay? No two humans are what? Are the same. Please come. Stand here. Okay, two of you come. Stand here. See designs. Ha. Oh yeah, stand. Now look at the four of them. You know, sometimes the way the fallen man was actually reconfigured by Satan and all his agents, we like comparison. Now, to be sincere, let's be honest. Are they all not looking beautiful and handsome? But you know the challenge we do have? The most handsome, the most beautiful, the tallest, the shortest. That's our problem. We bring scales to humans. And the truth is, on the long run, by the time we finish doing our scaling, it benefits nobody. Because the truth is, if he gets married, as far as his wife is concerned, is the most beautiful. Are you understand what I'm saying? Now, if she gets married, as far as she's married now, as far as she's the husband is concerned, she's the most beautiful. But now you when sit down, go they look there, say, Olamide is finer than Fisayo. Fisayo is finer than Olamide. Olamide speaks good English, better than Fisayo. You see, that's where our problem is. We bring scaling into our relationships, but we forget that everybody is designed uniquely. When someone comes to me and says he or she is ugly, I say you are uniquely made. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Now the person when they look you, now know whether you fine or you're not fine. You know hear what I talk. Because some people eye, the way their eye be, they know they see anything when fine for this life. No, I'm telling you the truth. They don't see anything that is fine. I mean, if you have those kind of people as friends, you even go and do face enlargement, do everything, they will still come and see one comma. They'll say, hey, you fine, no. But you see this, your teeth. If say your teeth straight before, you for fine pass. That's our problem. That's the challenge. So rather than accepting people in their uniqueness, we accept people to make them look like what we want. And that's where the challenge is coming from. So you see, you get into a relationship and gradually you are manipulating her. Gradually you are manipulating him. And if I'm in a relationship with him, male, I want to manipulate him, the man in him will roar. That's the truth. And if she wants to start manipulating her, the woman in her will roar. When the woman in her roar is gossip, anybody see that Olamide? She know she can't, she's very dirty. Since we've been staying in the room, she will not sweep house, she will not do anything. She, in fact, she's just so, and when she come out like this, she just be looking fine. Me and Anna, we they stay. I know her in thought, I know her inside, I know her. I mean, if you see where some people are slandering another human being, it's so bad. Now, where did this all start from? Maybe there was a day Fisaya just told her, I said, oh, and try when you wake up, try and be ranging the bed now. So she don't vest. Imagine. Because she say more they stay ass. Now I don't be asking. We go wake up for bed. Now me go ranger. This life, So and don't forget there is a woman in her. So the woman will roar. As she they go class, she just go meet Funke. Funke, hey, I am you. I have seen. Funke, guess what happened today? I've now become bed ranger. On top, say, I came to this school. My mama did not give me money to rent house. Imagine. Now that's the woman in her room because she wants to talk. And that's why I listen to this. Let me tell you this as we begin to round up. Check your life. If there is a weakness in your life, don't make friends with people that have those weakness. Make friends with people that have conquered it. They will save your life. Let's take, for example, you are struggling with gossip. And all the friends you have, Tiwa Tiwa, Radio Nigeria, Battery Radio without battery, you see, you will die in that thing. And don't even forget that you see the way you are bringing their own to you. They will be, you know, some people have been so skilled because the mama that gave birth to the mama that gave birth to the sisters and brothers that brought them up, they were born, bred, and brought up in Tiwantiwainism. Gossip is their generational heritage. You can't get that kind of friend. So when they bring the matter, I go collect both your own, the one where you they think for mind, the one where you don't talk 5 years ago, blend everything together. The day you offend, I will serve it to the next person that is supposed to help you. Serve well, very cook. I mean, well cooked. Some of your gossip friends, something you did 5 years ago, they still have it in their diary. They are just waiting for the guy that you will come and tell them wants to marry you. Just introduce the guy. That guy is so handsome. He has been spoiling me with love. Hey, sister, you are lucky. I'm happy for you. Hey, when are we going to meet him now? Meet call. Zoom meet ni. Google meet no ni. Now, the next thing, you make mistake of introducing him to her, that relationship expiry date is already started ticking. Pew, 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 pew. One day you just realize that bros don't abandon you. The love of your life have served you breakfast, well prepared on bed. And then by the time you will trace it, trace. Now that you're here, I'm happy for you. May God deliver us from the scandals and the spirit of gossips. So the truth is, we can have good relationships, but we shouldn't compare. So what I'm trying to say is this: where does comparison die? And that's one of the things that I'm building up in my life. That's the culture I'm trying to raise in the family here. We are unique in our own ways. Stay in your place of uniqueness. Don't compare me with you, and don't compare you with me. It's not done. Where is he good at? Fix him there and stay there. That's how kingdom works. He may not good at speaking English. I mean, if he's good at speaking English, it's a plus. But he can be very good in design. Praise God. I'm sure what he's putting on, he sold him himself. Yeah. So that's his strength. Now, this is how it works. If I get close to him, I should never start trying to compare to be a better tailor than him. It's not done. Instead, if I get close to Sogava, you see that cloth you wear on Sunday? You see the way you swan? Make my own fine passamo. That's why humility is the key to healthy relationship. If I see person when drive past me as a man, bow. Talk about it. That's where we are missing it. Admire the strength of your partner. That's where it is. Your partner also admire your strength. Are you here? You see Tunde. If he knows how to speak English, but if that guy dissects mass for you here, that's how friendship works. Inside of us, there is a strength waiting to be found. Your friend wants to hear from you that he's good. Not only on his birthday. That's how friendship works. Not they say, if I tell her I go enter ahead. He not go enter ahead. He go make the relationship strong. See, it is what we call compliments that solidifies relationship, not sentiments. If media can put it up, it is compliments that solidifies relationship, not sentiments. No, we all have weakness. If not weak, we all get them. One man's meat is another man's poison. We all have it. Nobody, listen, in this life, nobody is perfect in every area. Nobody is perfect in every area. But God now puts relationship. You see those your friends that are gentle? You need them. There are some days, you see your head. You see all those scuba, they don't fan overnight. Fan. The next thing I mean, you get angry, go get accident. But that your cool friend, God just lead and call your ass, come knock door. Guy, you say, God, don't provoke. You see that my guy? I will show to him that me I get PhD. You know the friend is gentle. Guy, calm down now. Your blood's to the heart. You need gentle friends around. Guy, calm down. And God will just use that friend to save you from a territorial damnation. But some of you, now only friend when they make noise like you, they fight. I mean, friends that the moment you bring the fight between Skrebube and the husband, they will, in fact, the way they will relate, you will think that she's your. You know, some people, when you are telling them, you know, I mean, some people are so, you know, some people. Praise God. I mean, they are so good in this land, that thing, that as you are talking, it's as if they are rehearsing it. They say, so now, so he slap her. I can imagine how they slap him. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. We are strong in our own ways. It is humility to admit that yes, I may be the apostle, I may preach very well, but I like the way you organize. You see, men, you know, women good at throwing compliments more than men. That's why men like finding companionship in women. You know, women, they are very freely expressive. You know, women praise themselves past the way women praise ourselves. You don't read a birthday that a woman wrote for his best friend, woman. If I get where you go read the message, go to send a man, she writes the message, go give. Don't make a man come write birthday for another man. Eh? Wait till you talk. Wait. Happy birthday, my G. You go come put LLP. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They call that thing. Uh-huh. Then now put in IGN. Let's clap for men. They are good. It be like saying a curse if a fellow man praise another man. You see a man to praise another man. It be like saying we they drag something. You know the reason now? Man, you know, no, the truth is, even females, they are even better. But you see, man, if you see another man praise another man, may you know say God don't work on that man. Or that man get good, mama and papa. They all bring in good. You see, man, they are very stingy with compliments. If you even do good for them, they won't tell you thank you. They'll just write thank you. Guy, I receive and thank you. But if now woman go rock, couple like three paragraphs. Applying for the next one. Amen. So we are unique. But we can't make our relationships work. Is that okay? We can make it work. Learn to commend your fellow man. Guy, the way you drive this car today, I carry on for you. You good, I beg. You good. You good. You good. Tell people how good they are. Stop exaggerating their weaknesses. Check all the guys that I'm talking here. Check all your guy friend. Carry your phone. Begin to praise them right now. Tell them. That one will show you. You know, say when you write exam, you see that A where they tell us, I got A. You know, say that your guy, and I show you. You know, I appreciate them. No, men. Men are very stingy with compliments. And they're also stingy with benevolence. I'm telling us so that we can learn. Your friend has been doing very good things to you. You have never said it. You just meet one girl. Now let two goods the girl don't do. Yeah, that my baby. Hey. If not, so everybody for this life be. Ah. And the funniest part of it, sir, is he's telling that thing to his friend that's been accommodating him for over 5 years, squatting without paying rent. So that's why you see that sometimes men ration their kindness. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because sometimes we are men, we are too cold to show appreciation. We feel entitled to it. Guy, have I should be not be ordinary grand and sleep when I day your house? I be because say you give me house, my stay now. You want to tell everybody now. My babe just come now. You don't tell and say now you get the house. Men, I respect us. But thank God for the ones that God has worked on. See, this week, remember that brother that have helped you as a brother. Say it. He helped me. Sometimes I see some guys' birthday status on Facebook. I'm happy. That man has been worked on by God. For a man to acknowledge that another man took him up, cleaned him, and made him what it is, that man get humility. Because most men will never do it. Now just two people, they were just a tear. They hide them. Now even small. Now the way they go, even they talk and say, they go talk and like say they marry them. You see that my bros. You know, say I stay for a year. That's how they ask. Now me, they wash toilet when you are the wife. You know that my bros. And that one I tell you how they wash toilet. He sent me like 10,000 pounds. Man, take go rent house. You know that wash where he puts. Now just to make and say, you know, men, we like work. We like salary. We won't make the guy feel say, now wait till he do. Now make that uncle give him that money. Not be said the uncle just show him kindness. I carry on for men. No, sometimes, perhaps that's why it seems like women get more favor than men. Men, we too like work. We like to they work. We want, these are strengths. These are strengths. But if we don't flexibility them or flexibilize them, that's why you see men die in depression. Suicide. We're told that the rate of suicide is increasing in America and in developed nations. Because the men now, they've gone into their cave. They can't come out. Life, especially when a man starts approaching 40, 45, 50, is beginning to dawn on him that will I live this life without any achievement? And then he starts to mellow. Now he starts being humble. Imagine. I remember sometimes, let's take for example, he has an office. He is his classmate while they were in school. Possibly maybe he was the junior. And somebody said, that company job, they do. Can you apply? Me apply. As my junior. No, if not that, if that's the only work in there, I will just stay and be jobless. That's why some guys are jobless. Pride. But a woman will swallow the pride. We even sweep the ground, get what she wants and move. But you, your pride is killing you. This is 5 years now. You are very proud, and we have seen all the things you have achieved, though. With all the how will I call that my uncle? We be me. No, see, sometimes in life, let's acknowledge that some people have the keys to the doors that we need to enter. Let's stand up on our feet. Glory to God. Thank you so much. You can go back to your seat. Let's appreciate God. We'll make the best of our relationships. We'll make the best. Tell yourself, I will make the best. You know, see, listen. The cancel culture, sir, as believers, we need not embrace it. I did a post on it some days ago. The cancel culture is increasing in our world today. The moment somebody did what you didn't like, you block, you delete, and you just shut. Delete. Some people are so good at deleting numbers. Cancel culture. The moment is like life is pushing us out of desperation. We are taking the wrong mentalities. And see, struggle will increase. Because whether you like it or not, the way God designed life, there are some things you can never achieve for yourself. Somebody will achieve it and bring you into it, like Joseph. Are you here? Like Solomon, somebody will prepare the building materials and tell you. That was how the man was designed in Eden. God finished everything and put the man there. Manage and maintain. We need humility. Because you see all this struggle and sweat we are doing, sometimes it's not supposed to be like that. As in us, is to organize. Meaning that, sir, how do you organize? Resources must be available first. But where are these resources? Fellow men. A man can build a company and then calls you and tells you to come and what? Manage it. But before he will do that, he must see humility in your life. It's not time to be proud. Check your relationships, guys. There are some friends that assisted you in school. Somehow they offended you along the line, you deleted them. See, sometimes some people help is not once upon a time. There are still some people you will still need their help once upon a time again. But when you do that, you can't even get their numbers. Sometimes in our alma mater, people will shout me up. You know, in your alma mater, especially your WhatsApp group, you know, that's where people always do pride. Some people for 5 years, they never get any job. Now, POS that they do. POS that they do. And somebody now drop a link. And 5 coin surveyors are needed. Shebina from Tunde come. I know Tunde now. Tunde, my boy, went with this school. What can he do? And then because of that, you shut the door out. May pride not reduce us. Lay your hands on your head and say, I take up the culture of humility. I take up the culture of compliments. I do not look down on anybody. No matter the age, no matter my status, I will uphold the bond of brotherhood. I will uphold the bond of sisterhood. Whether you are male or female, is brotherhood. Say, I will uphold the bond of brotherhood. I will help my brother and I will help my sister. I will ask of help from my brother and I will ask of help from my sister. Pride will not shut me out from my help. I will cultivate healthy relationships. I will not give up on relationships. Please, now let me tell you this. There was a time in my life I almost gave up on relationship. But the Spirit of God warned me that night. He said, never do that. He said, the reason why I created it is to establish a community. And I remember what a preacher preached. He said, it is the air that we breathe out that plants survive with. And it is what plants give out that humans survive with. He says, so you can never survive in this world on your own. And from that day, I honor people. You see, that person that is sitting by you right now may not look like someone that can help you tomorrow, but I've seen in this my short life, things can change. Things can change. We are not helping people, or we are not being humble because we want them to help us. We are doing it because that's what makes life go round. That's what makes life go round. There are times we would have been stranded in the bank, stranded in some places, or for someone that knows us and say, guys, see, come, please, sir, come, just come. I remember some years ago, I went to a lorry for something in a Glow office. I was in a hurry. I needed to catch up with an appointment. But when I got there, see the queue, very long queue. Very, very long. And then, while I was just trusting God that somehow we'll make a way, someone just came and called me. He said, someone upstairs is calling me. I said, oh, don't know me for here. And then I went to the office. It was my classmate while I was in university. He said, he saw me. And then I said, guy, you got a laugh. You know that time when he did the queue, the former person. Guy, how far? Now here you dead now. You know that kind of thing. As you talk like this, you don't do what I won't do. Now so with Jesus, now so I take him out. Look down on humans at your own peril. When the Bible says God will bless us according to his riches in glory, his riches in glory are humans. Never in your life, never in your life look down on humans, whether same sex, whether opposite sex. As we partake of the communion this morning, the spirit of grace will stir up our hearts. We'll go back to make healthier relationships. As many that have hurt you, see, there are some of you, to be honest, you have been hurt. I have been hurt. Someone was sharing with me during the week. He said, as I've given up on relationship, people are this. I said, see, if I open my belly for you, you see this belly? Now, small to make another big pass like this. Things there inside. But you see, because of grace, we restart again. Tell neighbor, we restart again. We build relationships stronger. Every of my relationships that fails, what I do is the next one, I take the lessons and I build stronger relationships. I don't know of any other person, but I've been blessed by people. I will never look down on people. So regardless of those hurts are necessary. Don't learn the bad lesson, learn the good lesson. Maybe you yourself, you talk too much. Maybe some private details of your life, you shouldn't even tell anybody. No, that's the truth. Some of you are too open. Bible says it is a fool that speaks everything in his mind. We have four departments of wisdom. Prudence is a department of wisdom. Good judgment is a department of wisdom. Understanding is a department of wisdom. Discretion, you see these four, go and study them. Discretion makes you know who to talk to and who not to talk to. How can I go to an office and I have very close relationship with the boss and I am telling the May God my problem? That's foolishness. So when you get to the May God, what do you tell the May God? I want to see your God. But if you are talkative, you just say, hey, I don't get this problem, and I know so God will fix up me. That's foolishness. Who knows if that person has problem with the boss? And then now when you have finished tendering your problem, the person will go back to God and say, okay, that person where you come where say, he just a talk anyhow. If I when I dig in, I say he just a talk. I don't even know what he did one. Short your life. Everybody say discretion. Some friends comes too close, but doesn't mean that you should be close. You get that? You can't make everybody your friend. Check the ladder. I mean, just check how they will handle other people's secrets. It's a sign. I have wisdom. I have discretion. I have prudence. I have good judgment. I have understanding. Understanding means you study people. You study them. Like the fowl, when you get into a place, someone taught me, say you stand with one leg. You don't put your two legs into a relationship. One. Just be checking. Is this person worth it? You've tested him. He was it. Take the friendship to the next level. That is how we build friends that sticks closer than brother. Not be saying one day you just see somebody because say the person get money, you don't pour all the, in fact the problem where it starts from when your mama divorced your papa. You don't analyze everything. No, it doesn't work like that. Are you with me? When the woman saw Gehazi, she said all is well. But when she saw Elisha, She said, man of God, there is problem. Know who you take your problem to. It's a fundamental in relationship principles. Father, we thank you.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovembassy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovembassychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.